This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is February 27th, 2009. For over 4 years, the Spirit of God has specifically dealt with me, both by impression of the Spirit of God, through the illumination of the Word of God, in many different ways, dealing with me, speaking to me. And I couldn't help but speak and declare what I've heard the Lord show me. Because what God has been showing me is so ominous, so serious, so dire. I was compelled to tell people, share people, whether I would write articles or record audio or just share on the street. I had to tell people what I was seeing, what I was hearing from the Lord. That was His command to me. Now, it was said to John the Apostle in the book of Revelation, what you see, what you hear, write it down and share it with others. That's our responsibility. And in the prophet Amos, it actually talks about this in the third chapter of Amos, how the Lord is displeased with His people and He was speaking. And once you've heard God speak, you cannot keep your mouth shut. Verse 8. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? And that's the way it is in my life. God has showed me something, and He showed others, other disciples, other people, that men, women, children, that love the Lord. They've heard from God, and they have a word in season, something so important from the heart of the Father. And we're telling people, this is a time to repent before the Lord, to be get right with Him, because the coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. God's holy wrath burns in His bosom, and He is arisen, standing up to judge the wicked, those that hate Him, those that are playing a game, and the world will band together in great rebellion, even spiritual and secular together, just like is recorded in Psalms chapter 2, Acts chapter 4. Nothing's new under the sun. But there's a time comes when God sounds the alarm to get your attention, to wake you up. This is not a day like usual. This is not a time like usual. It's not a day to play religion or church as usual. God has spoken. God has showed me back in November 21st, 2006, about the nation, the United States. Will you indeed strive with your Maker? Woe unto you! The Lord will strike you a mighty blow. He will strike you with one, two, yea, three times shall He suddenly strike you. You shall fall to the ground, stunned at His display of might. You shall sit on the ground, dazzled, and for a moment, unable to move or speak. Do you indeed speak so arrogantly against the Lord? Do you strive against Him as if to prevail? Alas! You shall see, He is not as you. He is the Lord. I am He. You shall fear me. All shall see. And this is interesting. When I penned this prophecy about this nation, United States, that sits as a queen, exalted above the nations of the world, and been given much by God Himself, honored, blessed, given peace, prosperity, prestige. This nation has become a prostitute, sold herself for nothing, for vanity, becoming boastful, proud, arrogant, haughty. The worshiper of false gods, the worshiper of the blessings that God gave this nation, and to whom much is given, much is required. And I recall when I was posting this prophecy, I went to look up where this scripture was, where God says that she would sit in the dust. And I came across Isaiah chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones, grind meal, uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. As I was reading this years ago, to the very millisecond I was reading, I went to another website, being prompted by the Lord, not realizing I was being directed. And I came across Mark Watson with Cato Mavuli's website. And I clicked the audio and went back to reading the scripture. And to the very millisecond, as I was reading Isaiah chapter 47, Mark Watson, in this audio, was quoting Isaiah 47. I was stunned at the confirmation of the Lord. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking through his faithful vessels. And when God speaks to them, they will speak his word. And it is his voice. Who can but prophesy? The lions roared. Who will not fear? God has spoken. A few days ago, the president of the United States, the 44th president, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, before the joint session of Congress giving a State of the Union address on February 24, 2009, he said these words regarding the United States of America, the need to build a new foundation for a lasting prosperity, quote, unquote. But he said these words, and I was so alarmed, I was amazed at who is this man? Yes, I realize he's a leader of a people. He's a leader, a president of a nation. But he said these words, we will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before, unquote. I said, who says? Because the Lord God says, that is not so. That he will deal with the United States. It is iniquitous. And the Lord God has said, you will either stand with the Lord or you will fall with this nation. Because God is judging this nation and bringing her down into infamy. God will strike this nation for its rebellion, for its perversity, for its boastfulness, its uncleanness, its refusal to repent. And shaking the fist in the hand of face of God will not be tolerated any longer. God's judgment burns in the land, striking the economy. We have wicked, lying leaders that govern this nation. They stand before a camera and lie, and the people take it in. They believe lies. The immorality of this country is perverse. It's a stench in the nostrils of the Lord, the Holy God of Israel. People think God won't judge the United States. We have a book called the Bible, the scripture, the word of God that cannot be broken, recorded how he dealt with Israel and Judah, his own people. Judge them, kick them out of their own land. Curse their blessings because of their rebellion and the refusal to repent at the voice of the word of the Lord at the mouth of the prophets. You think God won't judge the United States of America? God is judging the United States of America. God is calling every man, woman, child to repent before him. Multitudes, multitudes are in the valley of decision. Whether you will band together in rebellion against the Lord and refuse to acknowledge the truth of your sinful ways, or whether you will repent and be broken, stand alone, go outside the camp, bear the reproach of Christ, stand as a mockery. Why? Because that's where you may stand with the truth. Because the multitudes have gone away from the Lord. Every man doing what is right in his own eyes. The Lord knocks at the door. And if any man hear his voice, let him open the door, and the Lord will come in and sup with him. But you must hear the Lord knocking, knocking, knocking. This is the time of salvation, to repentance, The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. And the rebels will hide from his glory, from his majesty of the Lord. Hiding in caves, rocks, clefts of rocks, jagged rocks, from the face of him that rules on the throne. Jeremiah 18, Jeremiah 19 deal with Israel. That God said, I will throw you down as pottery and shatter you as a broken vessel. Years ago, the Lord had showed me this. He showed me that he would throw the United States down like a precious vessel of China, and it would shatter into a million pieces. And I confirmed this by studying the scripture. Jeremiah 18, Jeremiah 19, Psalms 2, verse 9. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. In what instance shall I speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of that evil that I have done unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build it and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, and I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear the word of the Lord. God will not stop until he is completely finished with you, O nation, United States. For you have mixed an elixir of iniquity, a wine of the wrath of your fornication. And you wipe your mouth, you adulterous harlot, without shame. And you've enticed the world to drink of your cup of iniquity. And you've led astray multitude of nations, cultures, children. You harlot. Nation. The shame of your nakedness is coming. The Lord showed me a couple of years ago that this nation, the United States of America, had an iniquitous fascination with nakedness, pornography, adultery, fornication. And the Lord said, if it does not repent, it will know nakedness and its infamy. This is the day to be clothed in the Lord, garments of righteousness, white in purity, like Jesus Christ, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, being a shining light, hold the truth, regardless of men that say they will rebuild, that say they will recover, and say that they will become a nation stronger than before, when they will fight the Lord God Almighty. And God shall prevail. He shall set his king on his holy hill of Zion, and he shall dash in pieces his enemies, and those that have spoken great swelling words and great speeches will be confounded and ashamed.